forward. Nigel Mumford and I go back a long way, and I have enormous respect for him as a person and for his remarkable ministry of healing and deliverance. We are all unique. God doesn't do duplicates. But I can't help but feel that Nigel is in some way more unique than others. He defies pigeonholing, categorization, and sometimes the rule book. For an Anglican minister, he can be distinctly un-Anglican, and I like that. Yet he is a man of God and does extraordinary things in the name of Jesus, and that's good enough for me. The theme of this book has to do with practicing the ministry of healing and the miraculous healings that result from such a ministry. Frankly, that presents a challenge, not just to me, but to every Christian. Almost all of us agree that miracles occur today, but there are aspects that are far from straightforward. The miraculous or supernatural restoration of health raises many questions. Why do some people have the gift of healing and others not? Why can a single, simple prayer heal one sick person and the fervent prayers of thousands be ineffective for another? How do we balance prayer for healing and modern medicine? How important is our faith in seeing a cure happen? Is miraculous healing a rare exception or something we should expect more frequently? I have no easy answer to these and other questions, and I'm wary of those who do. I do not have the gift of healing, and I suspect it is far more widely claimed than genuinely present. Nigel, however, is one of the few people I know who genuinely does have the gift of healing and has, over many years, not just spoken on it, but also practiced it with remarkable results. As a former Royal Marine, Nigel knows that two sorts of people write about war: the academics who have never strayed from their desks, and the soldiers who were there on the battlefront. This is a book from the front line. This is Nigel's territory. He has walked the talk, and I'm prepared to listen to what he has to say. As it pertains to healing and the related subjects raised here, I feel that any treatment of them needs to have a number of characteristics. First, it needs to be stimulating. It's often supposed that facts give rise to belief. In fact, the reality is more complex. What we believe influences what we accept to be facts. And with healing and other related areas, it's easy to let our own particular theological position govern how we see things. Nigel, ever a man to wade in and act while everybody else stands by, discussing what they should do, asks questions, challenges assumptions, and proposes alternatives. Who else but Nigel would encourage us to give thanks to God as we take our medicine? And by the way, why not? In this book, it's hard not to pause to consider our own opinion on such matters. You will no doubt find yourself asking that very useful question: is what I've always believed actually the truth? Second, it needs to be sensitive. A great deal of harm has been done, not just to individuals, but to the name of Christ by reckless, clumsy, and sometimes exaggerated claims about healing. Healing is not magic done for the praise of the practitioner, or even...